Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you all throughout the land. May the Spirit of the Lord touch you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. May your lives be changed, and the renewing of your mind takes place right now as we break chains. God bless you. Good evening, Pastor Jackson. Can you open up with prayer, please?
God, a great evening to you, sir.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Let us take a few seconds before the glory of the throne of grace for the word of God.
You're breaking up, Pastor. You're breaking up. Go to that area you were in the other night. You're breaking up.
You might have to go ahead and pray.
Go ahead. You're clear right now, sir.
Yes, sir. You go ahead.
Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord. As we're led of the Holy Spirit, we bow down humbly before you in the name of Jesus. And we start off the prayer as Pastor Jackson will lead us. And our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Most gracious and merciful Father, we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this glorious day that you put breath in our bodies. Open our eyes to see your beautiful creation, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to look in the mirror, Lord God, and see the image of you, Lord God. Going to be prepared to do the likeness of you, O Lord God, and we thank you. Father God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you are doing right now, and we thank you in advance for the things that we yet to see, ears have never heard, never entered into the heart of man, the things that you have in store for us, Lord God. We know that your ways and your thoughts are much higher than ours, Lord God, so we surrender all to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your will be done in our lives, Father God. Father God, we pray for the sick and the shed in, Lord God. We pray for those that are suffering with COVID-19. Father God, we ask for comfort and strength and uplifting to those that have lost those in depth of all situations. Father God, we ask that you cover us tonight. Father God, send your guardian angels to watch over all of the hosts, Lord God. Watch over us, Lord God. Watch over our families, Lord God, and all the listeners tonight, Lord God. Protect them as your Holy Spirit enters into their home, their cars, wherever they are, as it enters into their spirit as we speak to them through you, Lord God. Father God, you use us and speak through us, Father God, because we are all about you. You are through us and we are in you. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for allowing us to break chains in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask for covering for the Kemp family right now, Father God. We ask for covering and protection for the Cunningham family right now for the loss of their loved one, Father God. Father God, we just pray for your people. We send out our love, our patience, our gentleness, and our kindness, our long-suffering, and our meekness that you instilled in us. As humble men and women of God, we bow down and we say, thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen to the Father. Amen to the Son, Jesus. Amen to the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Everybody suit up. You know what time it is.
Amen.
Put down the mount up. Put Amen. On your full armor, God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. Get ready. We about to break chains, y'all. We know you're going through it. We about to break some chains tonight, though. Let's go.
Yeah. I know life can get crazy, man. And it seems like sometimes you just fighting to make it through the night. It don't seem like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But trust me, I done been in the dark, and now I see the light. Joy coming in the morning, baby.
We've been through the night, but
celebrate it. Trying everything, but it never changed. Working so hard, but it stay the same. I know you heard. I know somebody who can change it all. He wanna talk to you, waiting on you to call. And he been walking with you, baby, through it all. And he's there to catch you every time you fall.
His name's Jesus.
I know that this can be a hard life.
I know it.
And you just trying to fight and make it through the night. Keep fighting.
But trust me, baby, start coming with the light.
It's coming.
He sent me here to tell you it's gonna be alright.
Change it all. All that pain that you feel, my, he felt it all. Cause he been walking with you, baby, through it all. And he wanna talk to you, you just gotta call.
His name is Jesus.
I know that this can be a hard life.
I know
you fighting just to make it through the night.
Keep fighting.
But trust me, baby, joy coming with the light.
It's coming.
He sent me here to tell you it's gonna be alright.
It's alright.
Yeah.
It's alright. Joy comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Pain just for a moment.
Pain only for a moment.
Favor lasts forever.
Favor gonna last eternally.
Joy comes in the morning.
Coming.
Joy comes in the morning.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, thank you very much, Big Brother. What's going on? Welcome back to Young Adults Talk. It's Breaking Chains tonight. How are you? I pray all is well with you throughout the land, man. I tell you, I pray that you had a wonderful Wednesday. No matter what time it is in the world, I just pray that your day is just awesome, powerful, blossoming, full of the, you know what I'm saying, full of God's grace, his mercy, you know what I'm saying, full of God's peace that surpasses all understanding. I pray all is well with you. I'm Pastor Rod, just hanging out with you on this Wednesday. We want to hear from you tonight. Come and hang out with us. We're here just to break chains. We're here to break chains and pull down strongholds and get you loose from the devil. Get your mind focused on God. Get Christ in your heart so you can be led of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, you've had enough. I've had enough. So let's come together and say enough is enough and break chains. We got to speak up and speak out. I'm Pastor Rod. Got Pastor Jackson hanging on. Pastor Joseph just came in. I see, oh, man, I tell you, I see a number just popped up, and we're going to bring him on in a minute. Glad, going to be glad to hear this voice. Reverend Melvin Adams is about to come in. Pastor, going to be glad to hear your voice. But I tell you what, man, Pastor Jackson came up with a title for us tonight. And it's something because, you know, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to him, and I am so excited that he's been coming. God has been giving him something in his heart that to bring to you and to bring to me and to bring to all of us. Anybody out there that got something they want to talk about, we like to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Shoot us an email, webreakingchains@gmail.com, and watch us talk about it. Because we love putting out sound doctrine and talking about how God can work it out. And speaking of God working it out, in order for you to believe that God is going to work it out, brings us to our title for tonight. Where's your faith? And who is it in? God or mankind? Now, let me put the disclaimer out there, because a lot of people show that, guess what, it's in mankind, because we done fell in love with that money, and you know that money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Let's get it understood properly, all right? And I played that song when we came on because a lot of people are going through things. We all are going through something in life today. Every last one of us, you, me, everybody's going through something. It may not be as big as somebody or as small as somebody. It doesn't matter if it's a level. Like, sin is sin. Don't matter if you steal, you kill, or you do something like an abomination to God. Listen, it doesn't matter what kind of sin it is. Sin is sin in God's eyes. And we got to stop looking at things based on our personality and persona and opinions of things, and start looking at everything based on the word of God. All right. So when you look at Psalms chapter 30, and it says that I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me up out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My God, glory, hallelujah. Y'all ain't got to clap. I got some clappers for me. Hey, man, I tell you, where's your faith and who is it in, God or mankind? And that's something that I want you to think about and contemplate over in your hearts tonight, and even pick up the phone and call and talk to us about it, because, you know what I'm saying, we got to understand something, that God talks about that now faith, that right now faith, this right now second. And the word says, in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. How about that? And if you go down to Hebrews chapter 11 and you go down to verse 6, guess what it says? It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please him. But whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So if you got that godly faith, God will reward you. If you got that faith in man, man will reward you with all of his thieving, conniving, manipulating self. If you got faith in man. So that means you expecting something out of man that ain't godly. How about that? All right. So let's go ahead and jump into this conversation and let's talk about it. Let's go ahead and make sure that Pastor Jackson's signal is right. He brought the title up, topic for tonight. So Pastor Jackson, God bless you, sir. Welcome in tonight. Break chains on your topic, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. God, a great evening to everyone. To God be the glory. You know, Pastor, so many times, you know, we trust in the wrong things. Instead of casting all our cares upon God, we say that we're going to trust God no matter what. You know, Job was considered a perfect and upright man, But his perfection was not being a perfect man as Christ Jesus was. His perfection was his loyalty to God, no matter what he went through. You know, the enemy came, and God asked him, where have you been? He said, I've been going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. And God asked him, have you considered my servant Job? And, you know, the enemy started talking, you got a hedge of protection around him. He's got everything, this, that, and the other thing. But God said, hey, I know he's going to praise me regardless. And you can do whatever. You can try whatever. But his soul belongs to me. You know, and Job's perfection was through his loyalty, his trust, his faith in God, knowing that whatever God allowed. Now, hear this. Hear this. Whatever God allowed to take place in his life, he was going to yet trust God because he knew where his help come from. His help comes from God. So he had his faith, his trust, his belief that no matter what happened, I'm going to yet praise God. I'm going to yet worship God. I'm going to yet trust in God. And the scripture said we walk by faith and not by sight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, and the thing about it is, it was a twist when I was studying tonight before we came on. It was a twist to this thing, Pastor, and if you don't mind me sharing it. Our faith has to be, it's a twist of faith. You know, we can believe for something, we can believe in something, but it's God's will to take place for our lives. So no matter what we have faith in, we got to accept God's will. You know, the Hebrew boy said, we know that God can come and save us. We got that faith. But if he don't, it's not that he can't, you know. So we have to understand that faith goes deep, but it's the acceptance of God's will attached to that faith. You know, no matter what we're believing for, God's will be done. Nevertheless, even Jesus was in the garden of Gethsemane, and he said, Father, if this cup may pass from me. He had faith in his Father to take that cup. But God's will for him, by his faith, was the cross. You know, Daniel in the lion's den, we can go on and on through so many scriptures in the Bible. The woman with the issue of blood, you know, blind Bartimaeus, you know, they had that faith. This woman said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I will be saved. That's the kind of faith that we need in God. You know, to keep that faith and doubt not. The word says, have faith and doubt not. You know, and we got to keep that faith in God that we know he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But we also got to keep in mind that nevertheless, not my will, but his will be done. So yes, walk by faith, not by sight. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Where is your faith and who it is? Is it in yourself to do this? Is it in mankind to do this for you? Or is it in God? Because Father knows best. No one knows the creation better than the Creator. But we have to have faith. And as Pastor said, Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Watch this. And those that come to him must believe that he is, comma, stop, pause, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek after him. In the book of James, it talks about faith. It says, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. We have to accept God's will. And another twist to the faith is this. Faith without works is dead. It's something that we have to do. We have to put in the work. You know, Pastor Rod, you say so many times, I'm just waiting on God. I'm just waiting on God. When God says, I did my part, Jesus said it is finished. Now you must do your part. We must do our part. We must walk by faith and trust in God that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. And that's that faith attached to his Holy Spirit, attached to his will, attached to acceptance, attached to work. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for this topic tonight. Need to be discussed because people don't really understand about their faith, and they need to. We have to get our faith in check to be able to have.
Come on, man.
Listen. In order for you to believe, you got to understand what faith is. See, you say you got faith, but you want it tomorrow.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. I'm going to say it
one more time.
You say you got faith, but you want it right now. No later than tomorrow. But you say you got faith. Faith in who? That's faith in man when you're putting a time limit on it. Oh, my
Jesus.
See, you didn't hear what I said.
I'm sorry.
The pastor said to you, he asked you a question in the topic. And who is it in? God or mankind? When you put a time limit on it, that's in mankind. When you
break
sit back and take
down.
Your hands off it, you remember those? I'm going to take it to the Lord and leave
Please,
it there.
Preacher.
You remember that, right? When you take it to the Lord and leave it there, that means you got faith in him. Because he say, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. In other words, I ain't on your time schedule. You live by mine according to my word, by my will. You just heard the preacher tell you. So see, you sitting there rushing a stimulus check. you rushing your unemployment check. You rushing this, you rushing that. But guess what? God said, I'm a hold up because you got your thoughts somewhere. Your thoughts ain't like my thoughts. I'm going to send you this money so you can be blessed, so you can take care of your bills, so you can do this, so you can do that. You online right now looking at the new Jordans. You looking at your new, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you looking at this girl. You saw this new outfit. Man, I'm getting these new shoes right here. That's how your thought process is going. I know you talking about I'm being wrong. We're not trying to disrespect them. Throw this disclaimer out there because I got to come at it tonight. We're not here to disrespect or to tear you down. We're here to attack the sin and disrespect the enemy. We definitely here to disrespect him. If you the enemy, you will be disrespected tonight. If all of us got sin in us, so we here to break chains and to pull them stronghold down in all our lives. I said our, including me.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? But we definitely here to make sure you stop wavering in your faith. Oh, my God. All right.
That was good.
Boy, y'all about to get me turned up. All right, I want to say good evening. God bless. Pastor Joseph, how you doing, sir? God bless you and the family. Come on in and break chains on that. Where is your faith and who is it in, God or mankind? Talk to him, preacher. Break chains.
Amen. I truly give honor to God. Thank God for everybody here tonight. It's a blessing to be among the living from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
You know, it's very clear that the Bible, it tells us, you know, that the word of God is for a purpose, it's for a reason. And faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And
Amen.
Just like the Lord, he give us leaders. I love how he give us leaders in our life. He always do it like Apostle Paul. You know, he was directing the Christians back then how to behave themselves, you know, going through a spiritual warfare. And so even today, we got the word of God encouraging us to keep our faith strong, you know, by keeping God first. We have leaders to encourage us. We have ministry like this, you know, just humbling ourselves before God because we need him again and again. Sometimes it seems proper to go to God, I need you again, but it's actually the right thing to do. You know, Lord, I need you again. Wake up, Lord, I need you again today, Lord. I need you again because we could walk in different offices, you know, a prophet, minister, but some people still don't hear God. You know, you hear like people just, you know, saying this and that, but do they really hear God? So we really got to be careful. We have to be careful because a man in his lifetime, you know, 1 year just going after God with hunger and passion and fear, he can attain so much than somebody in 30 years. It's just that spiritual growth. Continue the spiritual growth because we are supposed to be transformed. We're supposed to have that transformation to happen in our lives. You know, you're supposed to be transformed. We're supposed to be transformed to, you know, Jesus Christ. And by doing this, we'll see an awesome change in our life, in our actions, our mindset, the way we handle other people. And we learn things. And one thing I also learned from the Bible is there was bad examples. There was a king called Uzziah, and he was a king at the age of 16, long story short. And he got prideful because he had success and victory in the military. So after that, he got into pride, and he wanted to send up incense to God. But it was commanded that only the priest should do it. So he wanted to do it. He was arguing with the priest. And in the midst of arguing, God cursed him with a plague of leprosy. And he was forced to live the rest of his life by himself. And then we also see in the word of God that keep our faith good examples. You know, Hezekiah, when the enemy gave him a report, a letter, saying that they were finna bring great destruction on him. And, you know, he was scared, but guess what? He went to God and asked God for assistance. And that's what we got to do, keep going to the word of God and study the word of God. It's a powerful woman of God. And they say how she studied the Bible. She read the whole Bible, not every month, but the 3 to 4 weeks can read the whole Bible. And the presence of God was so strong on her life when she was alive. And it just encouraged me to continue to stay in the word of God much as possible. Because it is true, the more word we get in us, the more effective, the more powerful we will be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Even Ruth was an example. You know, she lost a lot, but she stayed loyal, like the man of God was saying, and just staying loyal, just getting in the word of God. And the word of God would keep us strong. You know, it would keep us spiritual growth, because the king Uzziah, he grew in pride. We could grow in different ways, but we want to grow spiritually the right way. We don't want to grow in anger. When they rebuked him and came against him, they dared to go against him. I dare you to go. You know, they didn't want to go to him, but they dared each other to go against the king. And guess what? But he also grew in anger. So we got to be careful how we grow. We want to grow in faith, the faith. And the way we do it is just staying in the word of God much as possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. Powerful. All right. I want to bring this voice on, man. I'm so glad to hear him. Pastor Melvin, God bless you, sir. Welcome to the show. You heard the topic. Where's your faith? Who is it in? God or mankind? Want to hear your comments, sir. Good evening. Welcome to the show. God bless you. Welcome back.
Good evening, my friends. Those in Christ, those that are not in Christ, you're still my brother.
Amen.
Anyway, we're speaking of, I was thinking of something. I say, I'll call Pastor and ask Pastor, what we're going to talk about tonight. It's a good thing I didn't, because this is a good prime example of faith. I had no idea what you're going to talk about, but I'm depending on the Holy Spirit. That's faith. That's a good example of it right there. How you figure that's a good example, Brother Melvin, because I don't know what to say about this, so I'm going to trust him to say what he wants to say to his children. That's faith. I can't see it. I didn't know what it was going to be about. So I'm going to just turn this organ on. Y'all know that I use organ because I play an organ. I'll play it. So I'm just let Christ play me, my daddy. Play me just the way you want to play me. I thought about a blind man, you know, when he's blind, physically blind, morally blind, he learned his way through his house. He never stumbles because he knows where to go, when to make that turn, and how to make it. That's faith. That's the way my daddy worked. When you trust him and let him lead you, you can't see it. You don't know what he's going to do. I really don't care what he's going to do. I know this, though, pastors. It's going to be good. That's faith. With me, I like to use, I love to use experience because, you know, being in that drug world, I stayed there so long. And I learned, and it's just a way of practicing, what can I do when he do turn me loose to go out there and get others, which I'm working on others. Now they can't see none of this. Those guys and girls, they can't see any of this. It's up to us to show them. How you show them? Look at me. Look at me. Sooner or later, question, well, Brother Mel, why you did that? I didn't do nothing. It was faith, the substance of things, but I did have hope. Hope for And there was no evidence. I couldn't see no evidence. When I was out there, I could not see me today. I'm telling you, pastors, Pastor Rod, Pastor Jackson, Pastor, the other minister, I forgot your name, but I could not see this sitting here right now with money in the bank. Still ain't got my girlfriend yet, but that's coming. They're still working on my car, but that's coming. But look at my health. 9 months ago, I couldn't walk like this. I was just outside with a youngster just now, 25 years old. My expectations are not great. I don't expect you to get down there and do the push-up that you do. I'm 71. You 25. But I can do some of them. That's fate. Because I'm doing what it is that I can do to help me. You notice how I said that? I said, I'm doing what I can do to help me. Well, I'm telling you right now, my dad ain't going to move at all to pick your shucker duck up off the ground. You ain't trying to put a foot up on your behind and push up. It doesn't work like that with him. I love this thing here, learn the characteristics of Christ and learn the characteristics of Satan. And I want what I'm studying now is Mark chapter 4, the parables and the sword. So I'm studying that. I don't want to get off into that, but I'm learning what those, you know, when you plant the seed, some fell on rocky ground, some fell on thorns, some even the sun burned them up. It wasn't the right depth of the soil. And I stood until I found out the seed is the word of God. The soil is my heart. So God planted his seed in my heart, and if it's planted at the right depth, and I utilize it, and I do what I have to do for that seed, nurture that seed is going to grow. That increases your faith. Take us right back to what the Bible says, study to show yourself. It didn't say study to show him. Dad is telling you what to do. Study to show yourself. So that's personal. We got all kind of instruction in that map. I like the Bible is a map to me. But we don't want to follow it. We're going to do it our way, even with the soul, the seed, and all that. There was so much during the day to take our mind off of what we should, as far as the soul, to take our mind off of. And you have to learn the characteristics of Satan. This rascal is there to confuse you. Take your mind off of what you planted that seed. He don't want you to think about that because he know if you think about it, it's going to grow. So what he do? He give you all these surroundings during the day. You got Facebook, you got the telephone, I don't even look at the news. I hate the news now. It's nothing but bad stuff. I watch cartoons. Trust me, believe it or not, it works. I don't went back to cartoon. I don't want that foolishness in my mind. That's what this minister was talking about. We got to get away from all this stuff. It crowds our mind when Christ is trying to speak to us. How can you have faith and you can't hear? Take somebody in here, preacher. If you got all this stuff in your mind, how can you hear what Pastor Rod got to say or Pastor Jackson or any other minister? You can't hear it. You can't perceive it because Satan clouded your mind. I love studying the characteristics of this dude, this rascal, this dipstick, whatever you want to call him, negative, because that's his job. I ain't going to let him call mine. Faith is a something of thing hoped for, and the evidence of it, you can't see it, but yet you're going to believe it. This is not going to come by just saying this, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. You've got to study. My daddy said that. Study, show yourself. He didn't tell Pastor Rod, you tell Melvin, study, show yourself. He said, no, he told me. He didn't tell me, tell Pastor Rod. He told Pastor Rod. Pastor Rod, you study, show yourself. So this is what you call an individual thing. It's personal. I changed something. I think a lot of the ministers may be doing what they're supposed to do, pastors. But Satan went in there and clouded and fogged our mind up so it's not getting through. So another way with me, I want to let him be known. I'm just imagining. Now, everybody sitting in this, I want to let you know Satan is right here doing his work. And I heard C.L. Franklin say, reach your daddy, say, if you see him on your doorstep, you see him in the school, you see him in your home, remember, he ain't walking nowhere. He's lazy. Somebody brought him there, which is his spirits, his angels. They don't walk. They're lazy. They're a leech. They're a tick falling off a dog, shucky-ducky, full of blood. They're parasitics. They're parasites. They just won't leech off of you once we learn these characteristics of Satan ways. It's going to be a whole lot better for all of us. And don't you all think that Pastor Ron, Pastor Jackson, me and Pastor Davis, the other minister, I forgot your name, sir. I'm sorry to say it. We make mistakes, too. As long as we're in this human body, we're going to do this. But at least we got sense enough to see our mistake. That's faith. And when you say you see your mistake, you ask God, Lord, Daddy, I didn't mean to do that. I was stupid. Humble yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with calling you some derogatory name. Yeah, you know, I was stupid. I was dumb. I was a dipstick. I was a fool. Better forgive me and show me the way. That's faith. One more thing before I go. My health. Yes, I deal with a lot of pain. But God, dog, I know this pain is not going to last. I look beyond this pain and looking at what my goals are. Right now, you guys, I can't say, but Pastor, you all, I'm raising my arm. This is too soon. I haven't had but 3 days of therapy. I got my arm almost parallel to the floor. I ain't supposed to be doing this quick. I'm not going to rush and be no fool, but I'm doing what those doctors told me to do at home. That's faith. Knowing that this thing is going to work, I can't see it. Now, wait a minute, Doc, I'm still hurting. That's faith, Milton. That pain is going to leave. Keep doing what we tell you to do. I can't see it, but it's going to work. I know I may not see a lot out the Bible because there was so much experience that I went through that I like to give to people because I know what they're going through out there. I ain't been working there that long. I'm just waiting for me. And I still dibble and dab, doing more eating or not. And I ain't ashamed to tell them I don't do it now. But I want to take the experience that the Lord allowed me and my daddy to come back and be able to give it to somebody else to help bring them out of it and deter some from going that way because it ain't no good. And I hope you all got something from that. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show. Glad to hear your voice. Listen, here's the thing. You know, we have to get serious. We have to tell the truth. We got to be direct. And, you know, faith is very serious. Faith is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Outside of love being the most important, faith falls in there.
Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying? You know, Christ told us about love, love, love. We got to love him with everything, our whole being. You know, mind, body, and soul. You know what I'm saying? But he told us to love each other as we love ourselves. But you got to remember, we got to love each other like he loved us too, right? But then we got to have faith enough to know and to believe, you know what I'm saying, that he's going to do what he promised that he was going to do. Not just what he said. He promised it. And I think that we forget about that. I think that we lose faith. In a lot of areas of our lives, and we waver in this thing. Pastors, I want y'all to stand by. I got a caller on. They say want to come on and say a little something about faith. I see our overseer has came in and joined us. Going to bring him on. So let's take this guest here, man, and everybody stand by. And God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Man, you know me, I'm doing better than most, worse than a few, man. How about you, partner?
Hey, man, we're doing wonderful in the Lord, brother. Trusting in God always.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? People that we be walking in God's love. Y'all walking in God's love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And y'all know, look, let me just peep this real quick. Check this out, man. I'm going to shed some light over here. But I know y'all know what this is already, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Listen, God's love is boundless and immeasurable. You understand that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, God filled you with himself. Now, you tell me what that means, man. Do the math, Holmes. But check this out. Listen, while you're doing the math, let me say something else, because your mind's going to be blown here. Listen, you're walking in God's love. God sees your precious faith at work in your life of obedience to what God says, not what man thinks, because God showed you in the book of Job. Job had two friends. Okay, he had a couple buddies, you know, but they were supposed to comfort Job, but some comforters, those clowns were, right? Clown, honk, honk. You know what? We need a clown. I'm a clown. You know, I don't need one of you. Look, get out of my way. Listen, those guys, they found out in Job 42, verse 7. Job 42, verse 7. This is what the Lord said. My wrath is kindled against you, Eliphaz the Temanite, and your two friends, because you didn't speak the thing that was right about me like my servant Job had. Now, can you see what I'm saying, man? People are talking about what they think because that's what they heard about God. And where did they hear it? From man. What did God say? Cain goes, if anybody finds me, you're going to kill me. And God's like, all right, listen, Cain. I'm going to put a mark on you, okay? Man's number, 666, because he asked Cain, where's your brother? And what did he say? Am I my brother's keeper? No, he said, I don't know. Then he said, am I my brother's keeper? Well, you and I know that we are a brother's keeper. What does that mean? The color of skin? No. You know, hey, look it. You've been polluted with that shit. You understand?
No, man. Hold on, man. Hey, partner. No disrespect, man. Don't disrespect the show, man. We don't curse here, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about the Lord. How can you put those two together anyway?
You don't understand what I'm saying then.
Well, no, you... No, well, just no cursing, please. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Am I clear now?
Go ahead. We listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, well, you know what I'm talking about then. You understand what I'm saying. Excuse me. But, yeah, see, I kind of lost my step here for a second. But what I wanted to say was, because I was listening to the gentleman that was speaking words of wisdom, the older gentleman, and I just want to say thank you so much for sharing what you were saying. And it provoked me to want to share even more. So if I could just change it up a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Many years ago, I had the pleasure to run into somebody, and this guy was the most wonderful guy I ever met. I mean, I'm not kidding. You have to believe me when I say this. He was the most wonderful person. I mean, he was like, you'd have to have met him like I did. And his name was Geronimo Pratt. You know who he is?
Go ahead, sir.
You know who Geronimo Pratt is?
We've heard the name, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a Black Panther back in the day, and him and I used to walk around, and he would share with me things that were like wisdom, like the gentleman was sharing what he got, but this guy shared things with me about what was important to him. And he told me when he was a little boy what was important to him. And he said that he wanted to grow up to be a daddy that made a difference. And I can't say everything he said, but taking responsibility is something that was what I was listening to, is that, you know, if we could take responsibility for how we feel about things, because... we experience all kinds of stuff, you know, and we respond by what we hear and see. And if you don't have a dad, you know, that speaks the truth in love, you know, then you got a dad that's teaching conflicting lessons. And so he was making a point by, you know, I'm chopping it up what he said, but you get what I'm saying? It was like, because of the fact that when you transfer responsibility to your children, you're putting what you want your children to know into them so that they have something to stand on when they stand up in this world and do something, instead of putting them on the sand and teaching them all the conflicting lessons that that's what people do. He was basically saying that that's not what we need to do.
Okay. Okay. So with staying within what we're talking about, you, what do you feel about faith? Take a couple of minutes and what do you feel about faith?
I walk by faith.
Okay.
You know, I have to put, you have to put your faith into something, right? Well, when I used to live in the world, okay, I'm talking about walking on this planet before, and it was under the sunshine outside, you know, okay, but it was in my flesh body, but I didn't have the illumination of the spirit in me yet, okay? So that was spiritual darkness. So for me, the darkest negative, meaning when you live in the world without him, what were you doing and how dark was it? Okay, well, we all got a testimony about that. But
amen.
When you get illuminated with Christ's spirit, now you're a light. And so what does the light say? The light says that, look it, the darkest negative becomes the brightest picture of his love. And when you're walking in his love, that's what I'm talking about all the time. I'm not talking about anything else.
Amen. That's good. That's good, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we absolutely know what you're saying. We got it. We lit up everywhere.
I know you do.
We lit up all across the country, in different states.
Yeah, I'm West Coast. I'm West Coast, baby. You know what I'm saying? Cali. You know,
okay.
Cali. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it in Cali. You know.
Okay.
All right.
So we got a light turn on out there right now. Yeah, absolutely.
God bless you, then, man.
God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling in, man. We here every day,
yeah,
man. Join us anytime. Join us anytime.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes,
I'm not Elvis. Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Stand by. Yeah. All right. Want to say good evening to everybody. I thank you for turning us on. We're almost at the top of the hour. But before we get to the top of the hour, I got to bring our overseer on. He has joined us. And God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. Welcome to the show. I've been praying for you and your family, sir. How are you today?
Not good at all, but this will raise my spirit. Just to be on with you, brother, that I got some news I didn't want to hear. But it's all good with God. It's all good with God. I was listening to the brother that just left. Job had three friends, Zophar, Bildad, and Eliphaz passed. And the mark that was placed, you know, the Bible does not say what the mark that was placed on Cain when he killed Abel. They don't say what mark it was that was placed on him. But with Job had plenty of faith. Job, although his friends Zophar, Bildad, and Eliphaz, they talked about Job and was saying more or less that Job had to do something wrong to be going through what he was going through. But Job held true to his faith. And, you know, the Bible says now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, the wisest man that ever lived was Solomon, and he said that trust in the Lord. It takes faith to trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your fiber, all your being, laying not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God's way of him, and he shall direct thy path. And it tells us that we are to trust God and to live by God's word. And in Jeremiah, it talks about nothing is too hard for God. And we have to live by that. In Jeremiah 32:17-7, it says, our servant God, you made the heavens and the earth by your great power and stretched out your hand. Nothing is too hard for you. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? And we have to believe and trust in God. And you remember when Jesus calmed the winds and the sea, when he said, peace be still, when he rebuked the wind and the sea, what he told them, said, oh, ye of little faith. You know, you have me, you've seen all that I've done, and you're still worrying about life. And he rebuked the disciple, oh, ye of little faith. And we need to understand that in Lamentations 3:32, he said, though he bring grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. God's love is boundless. God love is endless. God is no respecter of a person. I know that in faith, that we have faith, so we think about money. We have faith, God's going to bless me with this, that, and the other, and then things. That, well, first of all, money has nothing to do with being blessed.
Hmm.
The greatest sinners of all time are the billionaires that are living right now, and they're not blessed at all. That does not mean blessed. All the people of the Bible that live by the word of God were blessed, but they didn't have to have $1 million. You know, the blessing that God gives are mainly spiritual. And, you know, all the sins that people have committed, taking countries and killed people and worked people to death and all kind of things, they never earned so much money. You think God blesses those individuals? No, he does not. See, God, the God that I serve is a God of faithfulness and mercy. And all, everything and every morning, you know, in Lamentations and 22 and 24 say, because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faith. And, you know, God says that when you pray, you know, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know, when he said about our daily bread, what God was telling us, he went back to the time when the children of Israel had to have faith in God. And he told them when he started raining manna down, just take enough for that day. Don't worry about tomorrow. And he wanted them to learn to trust in him. And the next day he would rain more manna down. But, you know, sometimes our faith weather and they start putting enough for the munch at night. And God called it to turn the worm, because he asked them, don't worry just about, you know, keeping none, just go and eat, because God was fulfilling all of our provisions. And when you look at the having faith about God fulfilling our provision, man was created on the sixth day. God had created everything with intent for man to live and to do everything by. When man came to world, I'm just going to say this, the mustard green, red bean, ham, hog, you know, steaks, you name, lobster, you know, surf and turf. Everything was here when man came. Oh, he had, you know, he had turkey, he had the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every creeping thing came about. And he had created all these things. Then he made his masterpiece, which was mankind. And he set him in the garden. And then God said, after he made his masterpiece, I'm just going to lay down and take my rest. Now, I'm going to rest from my labor, because I finally made my masterpiece to be a caretaker. And by us having faith in God and moving the way God would have us to go, you know, I'm reminded of Psalm 37, 5, and 6. It says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. You know, it's so many things about trusting God and do good, dwell in the land, and enjoy the pasture. God said he already laid everything out for you. We're so busy trying to turn faith into something. When he used the analogy, if you had faith to the size of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. We want to think it's a literal mountain. He's saying just a little faith could work wonders in our life. It's metaphorically speaking. It's not literally speaking that it's not a literal mountain. I like to see somebody push till a mountain to move and it be removed. But he was saying sometimes we have problems that seem to be insurmountable, that we don't know how we're going to get through. But by God, God will help us and aid us to get through this. And so I'm just persuaded that regardless of whatever go on, we need to keep faith in God. I have faith in God. My brother, just today, I still want you guys to pray, but they're asking his family, his wife and kids about pulling the plug on it. And he had got put, he was put in the room. He was off the ventilator. But last night they called and said that they had to rush him back and put him on the ventilator. So we're just what you call. But I have faith that God will heal him, whether God heal him in the way that I want him heal or whatever way God heal. God might take him home and he, where he say, there'll be no more, he'll wipe every tear from the eye, there'll be no more crying, there'll be no more sickness, no more pain, you know. And the former things will pass away. And if God take him home, everything become new. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and let it go on by. And I just want to say to the gentleman, I really appreciate what was said. But there was no such thing as 666 months on the guy head, on Cain head. It just, we don't supposed to add to or take away. The Bible doesn't say what the marker was. And there were three men that were friends that were talking about, matter of fact, I just left Bible study and we were studying about the book of Job, about Zophar, Bildad, and Eliphaz, how they talked so negative to Job about what his experience, the test that God, he was just being tested, okay? He was being tested. It was not anything but a test. God allowed him, and it just let us know that we are we're going to go through tests in life. And sometimes we think that the test, you know, sometimes tests just make us stronger and make us better person. So the test, we not to always take tests as it's a failure, but sometimes tests just strengthens us. Amen. God bless.
Amen. 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 Thank
God
you,
bless you, Pastor Kemp. Thank you for that. And we definitely continue to pray. God's will be done.
Amen. Amen.
So you know what, y'all? I do believe this, that we all have situations that we've dealt with in our lives, and you heard Pastor just talk about that test, and your faith is going to be tested, and this is a perfect topic tonight, because when you're tested, where is your faith? Is it with God or mankind? Are you able to speak like Dr. Kemp, or are you over there doing something else? See, the thing about it is that when we do go through these tests, how do we react?
Amen.
How do we react? What do we show God? What do we show to God? Because we're supposed to be pleasing in his sight. Or are you trying to show mankind something? That you so strong and you can do this. You showing this different. That ain't faith. That's not faith in God, that you're gonna get through a situation. You can speak positive over everything, but God's will gonna be done regardless. Do you have faith in that? Jesus did. Boy, look at him. Hey, man, we're going to take a break. We get ready to come across the top of the hour. We thank you for turning the song tonight all over the world, wherever you are. God bless you. We love you. Stick around. We get ready to kick off hour number 2-858-357-9137. We always say enough is enough. We speaking up and speaking out. Join in on the conversation. Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. You just got to believe, man.
Having hard times, living in a world so cold, like dealt some cards now. People trying hard not to fold, pressure they heart now. Feels like they about to explode, while feeling down, they asking, is this the life that I chose? It seems so unfair, man, we just trying to survive, but it's like no one cares. We living life just to die, and when I come share that Jesus cares about your life, they heart is hard, they disbelieving, they feel with too much pride to cry. Lord, I surrender my all or cry. Lord, will you answer my call? Cause this life is not easy, God. Why I gotta be me? It's hard for me to trust, cause when I do, somebody leaves me. See, life without Christ is not life, it's daydreaming.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall.
Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking tall ounces. Trying to figure out why this the way the ball bounces.
Everybody's going to change, everybody in my time, I'm holding on, good, I said he's say he should smile. His mug's mean cause life is. He wants that good life. A Cadillac truck with nice wheels. And the culture say to get it, live like the thugs live. A hustler's ambition. Since the day he was born, I wished it was different. Is this place really the norm? So when I go witness, God's forgiveness seems foreign. His heart is dark. He disagrees and he's filled with too much scorn to cry. Lord, will you take me as I am or cry? Lord, can you make me a new man? Cause this life is so greasy. God, why it's gotta be me? Why can't I be that dude I saw rapping on the TV? Come on. Questioned by some who's blind to the grace that's free. Already. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking, talk. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking, talk. Trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces. Probably come back today. And a lot of these folks just might miss it, caught up in their worldly ways, not knowing they can change in an instant. It just takes faith to get in this, but it's been replaced by religion. So cats remain blind, thinking that their works just might save them. And some just stay high, thinking there's no way you would take them, saying it's a hard life. Complaining when I go witness, and I ask them what if God did it so he could get your retention. So you cry, Lord, I confess and believe or cry. Lord, I see it's you that I need, but change is so hard, and life is mean in these streets, and it seems there's no God. But see, since Adam and Eve, mankind is so lost, confused on a path they should walk. And so day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking, tall. Day in, day out, I peep them sitting, thinking, drinking, tall. Out there, trying to figure out why is this the way the ball bounces.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Welcome back to the show. Stepping into the second hour, Pastor Kim, Pastor Jackson, Melvin, Pastor Joseph. Hey, all the preachers are here with me, and we're talking about faith tonight. Where is your faith, and who is it in, God or mankind? So, brothers, we're in the second hour, so you know we turn on the clocks. We're going to run through some topics right now. I'm about to throw them out there, take a couple of minutes and answer them. Let's get through a couple of things to bring some understanding. God saying, all that getting, get an understanding, right? So let's give what God has put in us to give back to the people, to help to teach about their faith so they'll know. Because when you listen to a song like that, we see our, I'm going to start with our youth, because we see our young people that are trying to live that lifestyle because they don't know what faith is. They don't know what, a lot of them don't even know who God is. You know what I'm saying? For them to even have faith in knowing that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. They don't even know how to be into that, as Pastor Jackson say, that whosoever crowd over there. They don't know. So let's start with our youth right now. How do we teach our young people about faith? How do we get them to have to understand what their faith is all about? Because we're all born with a little good and a little bad in us, and we know that faith lies inside of them. We just got to wake it up. It lays dormant. So let's get busy with it. Turn on your clocks. Couple of minutes, Pastor Jackson, break chains on that, sir. Pastor Jackson.
Yes, sir. Can you? I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute.
Okay.
You know, when my boys were growing up, I told them this. I said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I quoted that scripture to them, and then I broke it down to them this way. I said, God can be with you and do for you when daddy can't. I said, you put your faith and your trust in God, and I pray that y'all understand what I'm saying. And I say this again. God can be with you and do for you when daddy can't. So stay encouraged. Train up your child in the way they should go in the fear of the Lord, not in a fear of boo or of to be scared of, but to in a sense of reverential respect that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. And I say that power that's at work in me is faith attached to his Holy Spirit. I just want to say something to Dr. Kemp. I thank God for you, sir. And that's that. I'm not going to prolong, but that's the faith. This man is being obedient to God, even though his brother is ill. But he's yet trusting in God that God's will be done. We've prayed and we got faith that God can do what only God can do. But we have to accept God's will. Thank you, sir. And God continue to bless you and your family.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. 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 All right. Going to throw it to you, Pastor Joseph. Break chains on the same, on that same question right there. What do we need to do to our young people to wake up their faith that lies within them?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just like Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you know, it takes faith to represent heaven on earth. There's so much going on in this dark world, and it takes faith, you know, just to keep repping heaven, you know, like Jesus did. Just, it was a movie. It was so good. It was just showing Jesus repping heaven. People were just belittling him, just this and that. It just really did something to me, but it takes faith to just keep letting your light shine among your peers, your family, you know, people, critics and stuff like that. The Bible said the entrance of the word gives light. So it takes faith to even allow the word of God to attain. The Bible said a man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. It takes faith to get around wise people. You know, the word of God is true from the beginning. And just getting in the word of God. David said 7 times a day, I praise you, O Lord, for your righteous judgment. 7 times a day. It takes faith, you know, to get away several times a day, not alone 7, and just praise God for his judgment. That's how we be grateful. You know, when we think about negativity, we're supposed to automatically thank God for the good things. That's being grateful. It's a lot of ungrateful people. You know, they just focus on the negative stuff, but we could be more grateful. It takes faith to be grateful. Sometimes it seems like we have to have nothing before we spend more time with God. And, you know, I was a fool. So, you know, I come to learn to love wisdom, you know, to love the wisdom. And I learned that when it's time for God to promote us, can't no jail, no prison, no hold you down. And so, God, he make us small like Job, sometimes just to make us big. It takes faith to go through that process, that spiritual growth, and just say, you know what? I know I'm in a tough situation, but I'm going to come out this thing victorious. At the end, you know, the ladder may look like this. No, but the former may look like this, but the latter is going to be great. It takes faith to continue to speak to those dry bones, amen. Even when we weak, you know, it takes faith to go to God, to connect with people and pull on God's strength so we can be strong. And even as the head, you know, as mom and dad, it takes faith to stay faithful in that relationship, you know, not to go and step out and do this and this and that. And so it's a life full of faith and just trusting God and being faithful and being full of faith. And I think just being full of faith and trying to stay faithful, sometimes, you know, we just got to hold people's hands as they grow in grace. And long story short, it takes faith to not to give up on people. You know, there have been many people that we just want to give up and say, oh, it's just too hard-headed. You can't get through. Let God deal with it. But it takes faith to just keep dealing and working with people and being faithful with people. But that's very important. I believe it takes faith in every aspect of our life. And faith is, you know, total confidence in the word of God. You know, get to that place that I'm persuaded that, hey, it may take this long, it may take 25, 12 years, but I'm persuaded that God is able to do what he has promised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for that, sir. Thank you very much. All right, Reverend Melvin, about to come to you now, sir. Take a couple of minutes, break chains on that. Talk to the young people about that faith, sir.
Yes, to my pastor. It's going to be all right, Pastor, if you're there. One thing I know you realize that this body cannot stay here. That's a fact. It's got to leave one way or the other. Now, whether we accept it or reject it, it's not going to change nature. It's not going to change its prescription. Find the good in it. Okay, let's go with what Pastor asked me to do. I love to be obedient. It feels so good when being obedient. Let somebody else take their leading role. Pastor, you got to know you got a hard job. But anyway, I just like to keep it simple. I like to laugh. God is a God of laughter. I love to laugh. I love to joke. But let's look at this. Many people will tell you all about that word and have no foundation. Don't have no idea what it means. So I like to look at things in a realistical sense. Supposedly, hypothetically, I run into somebody don't know nothing about God. That's where it begins. He don't know nothing about no faith. Man, what the world is faith? What the world is God? I get my alarm clock get me up in the morning. I get up and get myself dressed. I brush my teeth. I'm getting down to the nitty-gritty. I take a bath. I fix my breakfast. I drive my car. You notice I use the word mine quite a bit? That's where it starts. This person knows nothing about. How can you tell somebody about something that he has no idea that it even exists? So we have to look at new measures. You did not wake yourself up. Yes, I did. You don't have argument there. Man, nature did that for me. Okay, nature did that. Who you think nature is? Who you think made nature? You see what I'm saying? You got to get in this person before you can be any kind of effectiveness. You got to get into them. A person that knows nothing is much easier to teach than a stuck skeezer that he knows at all. You forget about him. He's what we call non-teachable. It's a waste of time. That's why sometimes I think, why did God go to the poor? My dad go to the poor. They're much easier to deal with. That man that don't, he's not considered at all. He's much easier to deal with. You want to practice, go to the poor. Go to the one that nobody looks at. It is not you that woke you up this morning. You got to convince. You got a job to convince him. That's number one. So I wouldn't want to go on with all this other stuff because he don't know nothing about that. Some say it's nature. Come on, prove to him that God is nature. Once you win him like that, then you can start the ball rolling. Faith, what the world is faith? I don't even know how to spell it. So it's very, very simple. We have to get down to the nitty-gritty, as the old folks say, and take it from that first step. You didn't do it, baby. My little daughter, she's 34 years old, but I'm so proud. She calls me, her and her boyfriend. They both call me and ask me things, and that makes me feel so good because they don't know. But what makes them so wise, they don't mind saying what that. I don't know this. How does this work? That's an opportunity for me to practice. That's an opportunity to get my child faith stronger in the Lord. I'm not turning down no opportunity. If I got to give you $1 to go buy some dope, and I know that what you probably going to do, it's still an opportunity for me to give you Christ. When the world goes, God moves in mysterious ways, we have to understand what does mysterious mean. Melvin, it ain't gonna look nothing the way you think it is. So I just look at the idiotic way. How do you say God takes, you know, y'all know I'm studying, I'm a student. He takes the stupidest thing and make them wise, and the wise thing make them stupid. I know exactly what that means now. I know exactly what it means to fit me and my understanding. So when I deal with that person out there, I got to be able to deal with that person to make it fit him and his understanding according to what he's going through at that present moment. And Pastor taught me in the seminary, man, we got to realize the culture that was used over in the east and over in the west and over in the north and in the south. I didn't know what Pastor was talking about till I studied. No, Melvin, you can't go there and see what they say in the east and go to the west and say the same thing. You got to change it. That's my Pastor taught me, and I know he's hearing it. So he's going to grade me. He'll call and tell me, boy, you're wrong. I don't care. That's what I call constructive criticism. I learn from that. I'm learning how to go at these people as far as faith. Those youngsters, you're going to have to do something to show them the first thing. Why should I believe in this?
Right.
No thing bad happening to me. Why should I look at something good in that? I can't handle this. My mama dying. Why am I supposed to feel good? All this stuff has to be taught, doctors. And I'm just asking him to teach me. I think I'm doing a prayer. And I just keep me so simple. Because people are simple. It is our surrounding that make things so complicated for us. But God is not complicated. It's all the things that we have surrounds us each day that cause it to be so confusing. And Pastor, you gave me the word. Now use that word, Pastor Will. Focus. You gave me that word months ago. I ain't never let it go. When you lose focus, there's no way for you to comprehend. So it's our job to teach them about faith, starting with number one. Whatever your number one is, let God give it to you. That's yours. I know what mine is. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. All right, brothers, I'm gonna buy all y'all watches, boy, because y'all always go over them 2 minutes, man. I say we in our 2 minute spin, and we just get to go. Golly, everybody get a watch coming in the mail. It's coming tomorrow.
Your dinner, Pastor. I'm coming to Alabama to pick you your dinner for the next 2 minutes.
Kip, I couldn't resist that on them. Pastor Kip, you were on Friday. And had a conversation with the young ladies, and they take it very serious when y'all call in to talk to them, but you're constantly putting something out there to our young people when you call in on Fridays, that really sinks in. So Pastor, tonight I'm gonna ask you tonight to speak to their faith that's lying dormant inside their bellies, because they need to have faith in God instead of mankind. Take a couple minutes, and speak to that faith, so they can trust in God and stop trusting in man so much.
Amen.
Now, Skip.
Amen.
Oh, okay.
I had it on mute. Amen. I would speak to those wonderful young queens that we have that come on Fridays. I would speak to them. And tell them they have to have a belief in a system. And that system is God Almighty. Man may fail you, but God will never fail you. The system of our society could fail you, but God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. God never told us that every day would be easy. And God told us that, he said, in me, Jesus told us that, John 16:33, he said, in me you'd have peace, but in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for behold, I've overcome the world.
And what Jesus was saying, and I want all these young ladies to understand that long as they're on this earth, you say, they're going to go through the ups and downs. It's called the vicissitudes of life. You're going to have good days and bad days. You know, the old songwriter said, my good days outweigh my bad days. But you're going to have your ups and downs. It's learning from our mistakes. The mistakes that we make, we need to learn from them and grow. And God allows us to go through different trials and testing that we can grow from. The testing of our faith produces patience. And, you know, when patience have it's perfect way. You know, we learn from it and we grow from it. And we have to have faith in God and to persevere. And once I place, once we, as a people, as humans, after we place our faith in God, we have to move forward and stand on his word. We have to learn to stand on his word. There's nowhere in the Bible that we're supposed to be billionaires and all these other things. That the people that billionaires came here and killed people and took the land, worked them from sun up to sun down, they're crooks. So if no blessing came from that. But I want them to learn to understand to shoot for the stars. If they make it to the cloud, that'll be good. Because God told him, if we did, but we have to try. We have to have a measure of faith in ourselves that we could accomplish those goals that we set out to do. And with God's help, I'm not talking about not studying for a test and then talking, say, I prayed last night, but I failed the test the next day. No, you have to study and have faith that God gave you the capabilities of passing those tests. Now, I'm reminded of the fact ever so often just how life is and the way life, man, have set up a lifestyle that is derogatory toward the word of God. We are told that we have to live by another system, which is our government system. But he said, what Caesar render Caesar, but what's of God render God. If God tell me thou shalt not steal, I'm not going to steal. And long as we live by those, the Bible talks about, when Isaiah talks, say, line upon line, precept upon precept. In other words, you study the Bible verse by verse, word for word, and you live by the concepts of your Bible. Now, you're going to go through all kind of things in life. You're going to have problems. You're going to have ups and downs. Some people may even run into drug and alcohol problems, but that's not the finality. And understand that the only person you're worried about accepting you is God Almighty. Because who you are is not predicated upon what others feel or think, but having faith in God and trusting in his holy word. The Bible says, how can a man come unless he's drawn, and how can he be drawn unless it's by the Spirit? Until we understand that that the Spirit is moving on man's heart, it's not the words that we articulate, but it's the Spirit of God, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing the word of God. How can a man be drawn unless he's drawn by the Spirit? So if the Spirit, we have to give our testimonies and let people know that we made mistakes and we're not perfect, but through our faith in God, he was able to transform us to being great and beautiful people. And the same thing, if he did it for me, you know, if he did it for others, he'll do it for you. And I know that everyone has a testimony of what God has done for them. And we need to quit telling kids things that's never going to come into fruition, but tell them to strive for the moon. You may not get everything you ask for, because no one really gets everything they ask for. Because if it was possible, everybody would pray for to be a millionaire and they would be billionaires and millionaires. That's not true. You know, the Bible says we have to be faithful over a few things and he'll make us rulers over many. But it wasn't talking about finances. But God is saying, first though, we have to learn, you know, say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to my understanding, but all our ways acknowledge him and he shall direct their path. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We want to do part of God's work, but we don't want to do all of God's work. We want all these wonderful blessings, but we don't want to do what God asks us to do. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. We have work to do, my brothers and sisters. We have to take care of our young people, but we also have to take care of each other. We have to learn to take care of each other too. We have to be an example. We have to be like Christ. And we ain't doing too good of a job. And I'm saying that in a general way, not pointing the finger at anybody, but I'm just saying we're not doing a good job because of the listen, what the old saying say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. You know, we have to do better in the way that we are training up our children. That 1 Corinthians 2:5 say that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power All right. of God. Did you hear what I said? Not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And if God's not there, he ain't nothing happening. Because for nothing will be impossible with God. You can't do nothing without him, but you can accomplish all things through Christ who strengthens you. Here's something I want to say to you. Pastor just said something. You may not get everything that you want. You know what I'm saying? Everything may not just come to you. But go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and go roll down there to verse 16. And look what it says to you. It tells you to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. But this is God's will for you in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
It says give thanks in all circumstances, no matter what it looks like. You give God thanks. Pastor just told you a few minutes ago, it's just a test. Listen, if you're up at night late, Some of us be
come on.
But if you're up late at night, you know, sometime 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, you will hear something on the television go, beep, beep. This is only a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will perform a test for the emergency broadcasting system. Listen, God is running a test on your emergency broadcasting system, making sure you still connected to him.
Jesus.
You missed that. You missed that. He needs to know that you still connected to him. So he going to run that faith test on you. And you don't know when it's going to come. Brothers and sisters, it's only a test. It's only a test. Hey, we're going to come back. Got one more question I'm going to throw at the brothers and brothers. Please set your stopwatch to 2 minutes. I got a serious question because it's very serious, and it takes longer than 2 minutes, but we ain't got that much time left in the show. This is going to have to be a whole nother show, but I'm gonna spark it tonight. Hey, you listen to Young Adults Talk, Breaking Chains. YAT Radio is live, 858-357-9137. I just got to do this. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. That has kept me in my trying times is that God told me that my wilderness was not permanent. Tell your neighbor, say your wilderness is not permanent. It's only a temporary situation. Just touch about 3 people and tell them what you're going through. It's only a test. It's only a test.
We'll be right back.
We having a great time. Check it out. Listen up.
Hey, this is Ray from Breaking Chains Youth Talk. I hope everyone is having a blessed day, evening, or morning whenever you're hearing this. And I just want to say that we will not be doing our weekly podcast this Friday, which is usually at 5 p.m., because we're all going on a spring break trip, because our spring break is this week. But we will be back with you guys next Friday at 5 p.m., as always, to break chains. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
It's Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk on YAT Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the show. I had to get our young people to say something to you so they can speak for themselves. They won't be on this weekend. This Friday. They're out of town. They're celebrating their spring break. So let's keep them lifted in prayer with them and their families all over the country where they're out of spring break. Let's make sure we're praying for our children, because you know they're going to be out at the beaches, out at the malls, and just out make sure that they're wearing their masks and taking care of themselves. All right. Brothers, let's ask this quick question. This is going to be the spark of our conversation, so we can alert everybody. We're going to carry this over to tomorrow night. Because I really want to talk about this. I want to keep this going, Pastor Jackson, your topic. Where is your faith and who is it in, God or mankind? So we're going to spend some time on this, but I want you to take 2 minutes to throw something out there at them. Throw a bait out there for them to bite, because I want to ask that question to the church right now.
Oh, you're talking about, okay.
I'm asking that question to the church right now. I want everybody to pay attention to what I just said, because you was caught off guard just then. You weren't paying attention. I said that, where is your faith and who is it in, God or mankind? And I'm talking to the church.
Amen.
So, Pastor Jackson, take a couple of minutes and talk about the faith that lies in the church, God or mankind.
I'm going to do like you do, Pastor. I thank God for every church door that is open in his name.
Amen.
That's doing his work according to his will, purpose, and plan for the lives of his people. You know, and so many times, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So many times, like we always say, so many people are trying to do things their way, including the church. And it's not the godly way. It's not the godly way, because so many times we've turned away from our first love. And it's all about resources and finances. It's not about salvation. It's not about encouragement. It's not about giving people hope. It's not about taking care of the people, because the church is supposed to be there for the people. But some churches have their own motives and heart's intent. And God is not pleased with it. God is not happy or satisfied with what is going on in the church. But make no mistake about it, and believe you me, God is coming back for the church first. So don't be caught off guard when he comes. So we got to do things the godly way, the heavenly way, by seeking God first and encouraging his people, keeping hope alive, keeping faith alive, keeping belief and trust in God alive, not in mankind. Thank you, sir.
Amen. 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 God bless you. Thank you very much. All right. Pastor Joseph, talking to the church, and we talking to the ones now that, like Pastor Jackson just said, we're not talking to the ones that's doing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not talking to his church. We talking to the other's church. What say you on that, sir?
Amen. God bless everybody. Pray everybody get filled. But I just tell you, faith is so powerful. It must grow. Our faith must grow. One of my favorite scriptures is in Jude. It's just one chapter, 20 verse. Beloved, build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And so I tell people, one of the great challenges in life is spiritual growth. And if we just release our faith, you know, release it to, you know, to grow spiritually, so much things will be more peace it'll be so much benefits, even dealing with the church attendance. People think they're growing spiritually just by attending church, or even in church long. Even with religiously studying the Holy Bible, you know, you have theologians and scientists. They study the Bible just to study it, to debate, but it's not really in their heart like a Muslim read the Bible. You know, we have to believe the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God. And in Jesus' name. And but the spiritual growth is not even just, you know, religious things people do, but the get faith is that personal relationship in that secret place. Oh God, I tell you, man, if we could just get in the Word of God and get in the Bible, just stay in the Bible, hunger in the Bible, God. Most of the most powerful people, they don't have a title. You know, and the power of God is on them, and you won't know a lot of things, but the people can heal, deliver, and things in that nature. But, yes, sir, continue to grow spiritually in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. All right, Rev. Melvin, sir, we want to ask you the same thing. Where is your faith? Who is it in, God or mankind? We're talking to the other church, not God.
Pastor, when you say you're talking to the other church, can I don't quite understand where you're coming from.
Well, listen, let me not make that complicated. Let me, because I don't want Pastor Kemper make sure I clean this up. What I'm saying is that I'm talking to the people that are saying that they belong to God, the ones that use His name, Lord, Lord, standing in pulpits, prophesying, and pulpit pimping, and police flocking. Is that much clearer for you, sir?
Yes, sir. I got you now. We call it a hole in the side of your neck. From Scotlandville, we said you're talking out the side of your neck. You're supposed to talk out your mouth, not the side of your neck. But anyway, the true Church of Christ. We know that these things, we know that catastrophic things are going to happen in our life. So that automatically make our perception different from those that are not in Christ. I don't like to use the word worry, but it doesn't dawn on our mind to the effect where it affects us daily like it would do to none. The people that are not in Christ. So you can say what you want to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is going to show. And if you're not in Christ, it's just like at a funeral. You go nuts. Whereas the man that's in Christ, he knew that this is God's prescription. This is going to happen. So, Lord, I accept it. Help me to get over this. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. All right. That's Kemp. It's on you, sir. Unmute, Pastor Kemp.
You might be on mute again.
Pastor Kemp, are you on mute?
Yes, I was on mute. I'd like to say we have so many untrained people that really that really don't know the Word of God, that want to be leaders. And so what they're feeding part into to the sheep. I've noticed that right now when we're going through this pandemic, that nobody's laying hands on COVID patients. Almost 600,000 people have died, and they want you to give them money to do this for you, and that's a lie. It's not true. It's a lie from the pits of hell. When I say that they're untrained, I want to tell you something. The Bible say, and He gave gifts of teachers. We are. Say every gift, but the people claim they have this gift, that gift. But nobody want to say they have gifts to teach you, somebody that can train you. I have someone to be able to teach me because I have a teachable spirit. Once I begin to learn different things and think, it would be harder for those people who are fake Christians to lie to you. I was saying about the money thing and all this. All you have to go to 1 Timothy 6:5, wrangling of men of corrupt mind who are destitute, wrangling of men of perverse mind and destitute of the truth who teach that godliness is a means of gain from such a one withdraw themselves. You know, and it talks about you brought nothing into the world, you're going to carry nothing out. we have to stand up, the real church have to stand up for the word of God. That they have a fake church out there right now, and it's all over, and that's mainly what's being taught. Nothing but having a concert and nothing about it. It's health and wealth. You're supposed to be rich, and everybody's supposed to be healthy and they're healing. Well, mighty funny, everybody's dying. People are dying every day. So it ain't that kind of healing going on what people are lying to. And I see like Pastor Jackson, proper lying. It's time that we do that and let people know everything is predicated on the will of God.
Amen.
Everything is predicated on the will of God. If it's not, God is sovereign.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
everything have been predestined. Even Job talks about
pastor.
Our days and our months are numbered, and nobody see this day. So don't tell me, come here and bring your money. Don't tell me you're going to heal me. Let me go pray to the Lord, because the Bible says he'll hear a prayer. Now, I'm giving my brother over to the Lord.
Amen.
And we've been praying and things been going good and everything else. But if it's his time to go, like Job say, his days and his months are numbered and no one exceed his faith. See,
yeah.
God is omniscient. We take away God omniscient when we say we here. That means God don't know everything. We pop up there and we just, it automatically happens. No, God know everything before it's going to happen. He's omniscient.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Omnipotent means he's all powerful. And then a lot of times we go back and we talk about the Bible say greater works than we'll do. Well, first of all, when that was said, it was in John, and the church had not started yet. He was talking with his apostles. We need to learn how to kind of interpret that Bible. The church didn't start until the book of Acts, on the day of Pentecost. The church had never been brought up in the Bible until he said, upon this rock,
come on,
I build my church. That was the first time the term church, ecclesia, where the call out one was used in the Bible, was right there. And that's the first time when he told Peter, now Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my ecclesia, and the gates of hell should not prevail. That's the first time it was built, but Peter opened the church doors and asked. So when he was talking, you got to find out who Christ was talking to when he said things. I hear people say all kind of things that's not true. And if we keep with that stuff about a person with this degree and that other stuff, that foolishness, God have trained people and God have gave gifts of teaching and people to prepare. Jesus taught his disciples for 3.5 years. They even slept around. Them people would have had about 9 doctor degrees, all the teaching, because they were with him every day and every night.
Amen.
He trained them. Didn't say, go ye therefore and teach all nations. We go there and not train, don't know what we're talking about, and go out and try to lead somebody. And I'm going to leave you with this. Just going out there and those who have not been really called by God and trying to really study, it's like the blind leading the blind. You'll end up in a ditch. Listen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, powerful men of God. Because we listen, everything starts at God's house. It, you know what I'm saying? And we are the church. Okay?
Yeah,
God gonna deal with us first. Let's make sure we get that clear. And we have a responsibility, we have an assignment. And if you go over, he was talking to Colossians chapter 4. I want to read something down in verse 2. And it's something because he was given instructions. And the instructions, he said masters when the chapter started off. From New International Version. But when you get to verse 2, it says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open the door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And if you jump down there to 17, listen, he says, correct is that name from the pastor, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry that you have received in the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
If he put it in you, you have a responsibility and an assignment. You accepted a charge. So do the works of the Lord. And have faith that God is going to be right there with you. If he called you, he's right there. If he called you, he anointed you. If he called you, he appointed you. If he called you, he equipped you to do the work of the ministry.
Yeah.
Man, get on out of here.
Glorified Jesus.
Listen. When the unsaved walk in the doors not dressed to yo standards, you turn them around and you say that they didn't, they ain't real. But Jesus say he didn't come for the saved. He came for the unsaved.
He came
for that sick sister, that sick brother who just spiritually dead, and you spiritually kill them even more. And they come to seek help.
Jesus.
They came to seek help. They came to see the doctor.
And you turn
they
them
came
away.
To see the way maker. To receive him in their heart. Oh, my God. Whew. Man, listen.
You turned them away.
Listen. You better stop turning them away.
They had a right answer, man.
He is on his way. And you turning his children away.
Coming at you first.
And he coming for you. You wondering why all hell breaking loose in your life.
Okay.
All right. Listen, man, this has been a powerful, powerful night. I thank God for everybody hanging out with us tonight. Our final say tonight is going to be, every brother, I want you to take a deep breath real quick and go humble yourself before the Lord. I'm going to give our people this Black History tip, but I want you to take a deep breather, and I need you to say a direct word over the people. Everybody spit it out their mouth tonight, and we're going to just speak to the Kemp family tonight as well. All right? Let's prepare our minds,
amen,
and we pray over the pastor tonight and his family, and we're going to get out of here. All right, our Black History honoree tonight, Lucy Craft Laney. I'm sorry, y'all. I went to the wrong place. Here we go. I went too far. We had her. I'm sorry. Forgive me for that. Here she go. Miss Jean Blackwell Hudson was a curator of the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture from 1948 to 1972. During this time, she built the Schomburg Collection into one of the best resources on African culture anywhere in the world. Today is 3.5 million manuscripts and historical documents, or a treasury of the history of African people in the United States. Jean Blackwell Hudson, Hutson. Thank you, Ms. Hudson, for all that you have done. Thank you.
Amen.
Here's your help tip for tonight. Your help tip tonight, don't forget to do your exercise. Go stretch those bones, man. Everything ain't about arthritis. You just need to exercise. All right, get up and do you some jumping jacks. Get your heart rate up a little bit. Make sure you put 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. That's the minimum amount of water you're supposed to drink. That's 8 glasses with 8 ounces in it. Or you can drink 4 16-ounce bottles of water. However you want to put 64 ounces in your body, just put them in there. Eat you some vegetables. Eat you some fruits on a daily basis. All right, cut back on the fried foods. Take meat out of your diet at least one day out of the week. All right, let's get ourselves healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Get in the Word of God and show yourself approved in His eyes. Forget about mankind.
Amen.
Be approval and pleasing in God's eyes, all right? Pray without ceasing, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous is what? It availeth much. Stay before the Lord in all things, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situations. Just lean on Jesus. He'll never let you down. Amen. God bless you. All right, Pastor Jackson, go before the throne.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne, Lord God, with boldness, with confidence. And we thank you, Lord God, and we just ask that you continue to bless the Kimball family, Lord God. Help them to understand that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. And I just want to say this to all the people. In order to walk by God's faith, you must be willing to accept God's will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, sir. God bless you. Pastor Joseph.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let it be known. Let it be manifest. We will not remain silent. Father God, we continue to break every change of Father God. Of silence, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to comfort the multitudes of our thoughts right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost, right now for comforting us in every aspect of our life. You said in your word, Father God, you delight in us, God. Delight yourself in us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father God. Fill our soul, fill every channel of our body with righteousness. In Jesus' name, we pray for the family of Pastor Kim, God, Dr. Kim, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you right now, Father God, that you are the rock of their salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
God amen.
Bless God bless you. All right, Reverend Adams, God bless you, sir. Go to the throne.
Daddy, we come to you right now, acknowledging you that you're the Lord. Of Lords, King of Kings, more powerful than any being spirit ever walketh or even had anything to do with this earth. Period. Giving thanks for your spirit that's moving throughout the world. Giving thanks for your spirit moving throughout my family. Giving thanks for my tribe that you've given me. Lord, we're going to look at a special blessing upon the Kemp family. We already know that pastor's into you. I'm not concerned about pastor worrying about anything. I don't know much about his family. But if there is any strengthening to be done in that family, only you can do it. Pastor Kim can't do it. I can't do it. None of the minister. I ask that you let your spirit and your strength rule over and dominate this family in Jesus' name, being obedient. The only way we can go, our prayer can reach heaven. It's by being obedient to your instruction. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we always give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God, as we're filled with the Holy Spirit, to just give you thanks, Lord God. Thanks for all that you're doing right now, Father God. Let your will be done in all of our lives, Father God. Continue to bless our families. Father God, we call on Pastor Kim's brother right now, Father God, that he be in your hands right now, Father God, that your will be done in his life, Father God, whatever that be, Lord God. Father God, we have faith and trust and love in you, Father God, to know that he is in good hands right now, regardless of whatever the situation is, Lord God. We know that you got him, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for bringing him this far in his life, for all of his ups and his downs, Father God, for his family, Lord God. Continue to comfort and strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Watch over all of us through the night tonight, Father God. Take care of your children wherever they are on the earth right now, Lord God. We just pray for everyone in the world tonight, Father God, that your will be done and a healing take place. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and all God's children say amen, amen,
amen.
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 God bless you, men of God. We love you out there, world, no matter what, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Love you, brothers. We'll see you back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. We need to have a conversation with the church. We got to come together as a people. One Lord, one church, one baptism. God bless you all. Have yourself a blessed night. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Oh, clap your hands now.
Yeah.
Clap your hands now.
Oh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on.
Clap your hands now.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous. Type of love, be sure.
Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.